words after the whistle?
No, he just told me that he was pretty sure I was going to shoot it, but I told him that. Yeah, but he was wide open, and I thought that was the play to give him the pass back, but I guess it wasn't the play.
There was no beaking, though? He wasn't...
No. Just in good spirit. He made a nice save, and but nothing like chirping or anything, just in a good mood.
You got the last laugh anyway, right?
With your pretty much. Yeah, I'm satisfied after that.
Sorry, I interrupted. Nick said that it's a weird play. I mean, there's not a lot of time to think, but it's not something you practice, and you're almost kind of, you're wondering what do you do next. Is that kind of what the mindset?
Yeah, kind of. I think we were pretty surprised that we were just all by ourselves, two against the goalie, and you don't see that too often, and I think that was the first 2-on-1 2-on-0 I've been ever involved with, so there's actually too much time, and you don't know what should you be doing, but I think we should maybe work on that a little more.
That's not something you're gonna practice.
Maybe sometimes we're doing a 2-on-0 drills sometimes, so we just gotta focus on scoring and doing something more than we did.
What do you like about your line, the way that you guys play? Brian said, and Paul said as well, after the game, that it was probably the best game for your line so far.
Yeah, I think easily, because we were playing pretty bad the first four games, and I think we were just kind of playing it simple and supporting each other on the ice, and yeah, it was a better game, but it wasn't still the game we wanted to play. But it's, I think we're going to a right direction, and we created a lot of chances, but there was still too much chances for Carolina. So that's something we need to take away from our game.
That puck support that you guys had each other last night, how does that help in terms of being able to generate some of the chances we saw?
Well, just. It's easier. You don't have to go against two guys by yourself all the time, and we were kind of fading away from the puck, always when we were in the O zone, and that's something we need to improve. Just pretty close to each other, and make a lot of small plays, and just that way create some more O zone time and maybe some more offense.
One of the challenges, Patrick, early in the season, so you got, not you, I mean your entire club, and clubs that have had so much success the year before, is it trying to duplicate that energy, that drive, that, because the games don't feel like they did in May, even though they're impactful, the 3 points count, but is that a challenge early in the year?
I think so. I think during the playoffs it wasn't hard to get all jacked up for the game, but now it's a little bit harder, but it's always nice to be able to play, and that's something you've always wanted to do, so it's not easy to get going, but you just gotta get through it. It's sometimes you'll feel tired and you don't feel the best out there, but you just gotta battle through it and try to get yourself going.
Yeah, because points now determine whether you're going to be there later.
Yeah, that's true. We need to be, well, I think last year, well, we were 0-2, and there were still 80 games left, and we end up winning over 50 games. So it's, you don't really see it, what's happening right at the start, but it's, well, obviously it's easier when you have a good start, but I think we're going the right direction as a club.